Blog Talk Radio.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the seven sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come?
Hey everybody, and welcome back to Keeping It Real with Cindy. It's great to see you guys.
I'm seeing that some of you are popping in and out of the chat room, so I'm not sure if Blog Talk's having a problem, but if so, you can always call in to listen, or you can listen in archives. But if you're going to call in number is 516-418-5420. Sorry about that, out of my control. But thanks for being here. That song I just played was Blessings by Laura Story. All of the regulars know I play that song at the beginning of my show. One reason is because I like it, and the other reason is because it kind of tells a little story about how our perception of things that are bad could actually be blessings in disguise. But, okay, to move on. Tonight we have a really special guest, somebody that I actually met through a friend, a psychic medium friend here in Key West, believe it or not. Even though he doesn't live here, she's the one that told me about him. And so it was like, you know, divine knowledge. I just know this girl, and suddenly she puts me in touch with this guy. As soon as I talked to him, I loved him, and I know all of you guys are going to love him too. His name is James Flynn, and he's an intuitive medium. That means that he communicates with loved ones who have crossed over. And I'm just going to read a little bit of his bio here for you guys, and then we'll get to know him a little better when I pull him on air in a few minutes. The awareness of this ability came to him later in life when he began taking classes in the area of intuition development. During one class, he began to work on deeper intuitive levels in the form of psychometry, clairaudience, claircognizance, clairvoyance, and clairsentience. He was extremely successful. So with that encouragement of the instructor, he joined development circles that were geared at developing psychic ability and contacting spirit. He quickly became aware of the fact that he had a gift. In order to develop this gift, he has worked with other mediums in the form of classes and mentorship. In only 3 years, he has advanced to the point where he is doing readings with individuals and groups, and his practice is growing rapidly, mostly by word of mouth, which is, you know, the way that it works with us, is word of mouth is the best way. His educational background is in social work. He has a master's degree in social service administration and has worked in the field of mental health for over 20 years. He loves to help people, and working with spirit allows him to do that in a very unique way. You know, I kind of really love that he also has a background in psychology and social work, because those have always also been my interests. I was just doing so much research on psychology while I cared for my grandma. And without further ado, I'm going to bring James on air so you can get to know him a little bit. James, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. And I always get excited when I'm having a show, but especially when I'm having a guest that I've not had before. To let everybody get to know who you are. I don't know. It's just like I have this thing about having new guests, and it just excites me that I get to introduce you.
Well, I'm excited too.
Yeah, a little ego there, I guess, showing through that I get excited about that, but that's okay.
That's great.
So tell us first, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. And, you know, I kind of went over how you got started, but it happened later in your life, which is actually not unusual. But did you have hints of having a gift prior? I mean, there was something that brought you to these classes for intuitiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, there were hints. mm-hmm. For sure. Growing up, so when I was really young, I would see spirits. I would actually see them. Now I just see them in my mind's eye. I don't actually see ghosts. But I would see spirits or something floating around. Usually I'd wake up, I don't know, 3-4 in the morning in the middle of the night. My mom would come get me because I'd be scared. She'd walk me through the hallway and I would be pointing at things. And she'd be saying, no, no, you're dreaming. No, 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 you might be running a fever. You know, she didn't want to really acknowledge.
She didn't want to validate and for you, right?
Not so much. And that, you know, no fault of her own. She also had ability and she was scared of it. And so that's all that was happening with that. But then, you know, then a few hints of, in adolescence, and then I just kind of dropped the whole thing, but always very interested in the whole, you know, psychic mediumship, that whole thing I've always been very intrigued by, and started going to Lilydale, you know, and I just was, who knew? I mean, I was just going because I liked it. And I had mm-hmm. some readings, and then, you know, you start to think, something's kind of unearthing here. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so there were hints, especially in childhood and then some in adolescence where, you know, things would, I would think things and then they would either come true or it was very strange. But yeah, my mother, I think some of her fear, cause she's a wonderful lady, but you know, she would see spirits and, she hated that, scared her to death. And, you know, a couple times she said she was laying on the couch and she used to do laundry, laying on the couch in the basement. And she said, oh my God, I was laying there and this woman walked up to me and she had a bun in her hair and she was scratching her neck. And you know, here's me. I'm like, oh, did you ask her name? And she goes, I got the hell out of that basement so fast.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So that was the difference,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And I just, that's kind of, sorry, I was typing because I just got a message in the chat room that one of the callers, and we have a full queue tonight,
wow.
is not able to hear the show so well. So I don't know if it's her phone or if it's a Blog Talk issue, but keeping in mind, guys, continue to hold. The show's going on. You can always go back to our archives afterwards and re-listen to everything in your reading, you know, if you get a reading at the end here tonight. And sometimes these problems work themselves out, so hang on. And sorry about that, James. By the way, do you prefer being called James or Jim?
It doesn't matter. Most people call me Jim. The whole James thing just became, you know how you want like your formal name on your driver's license, and I don't know. So it just kind of evolved from that. But really, Jim is fine.
Okay. And I saw when I went over to your wall earlier today, people were posting that you were going to be on the show, and I saw that they were all calling you Jim. And I've always called you James because that's
it's okay.
What? But you know, it's the same with me. My real name is Cynthia, but I go by Cindy. And so
yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's interesting, and that your mom was afraid of the spirits. You know how common it is that this comes from a family history. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised that your mom had the gift too. And I've had quite a few phone calls, even just today, from psychic mediums that described their history similar to what you just did, that they knew when they were children and that they knew when they were adolescents, but life happened and they kind of let it go. And then later on, it came back again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it can be developed, and I truly believe we all have it in us if we want to develop it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, guys, I wanted to also mention, and this one threw me, I went over to James' website, which, by the way, is in the chat room, but his website is James G. Flynn, that's FLYNN. .com, and he has extremely reasonable rates too. So, if you like his readings, you do. I was like a little taken back, and So if you like the readings that he does later in the show, you know, go check his website out, which I have also put on my Keeping It Real with Cindy wall. So you can just go over there and click on it and find his website real easy. Along with, he's also on Facebook. And so his Facebook, if you just put into the search bar, James Flynn, his Facebook page will come up for you to go over. And do you have a business page, Jim?
I don't. No, I probably should do that at some point.
Okay. I'm just asking because sometimes, you know, they do and they'd rather have the give the business page out than the personal. But if that's okay, I'll just have people go over and send you a quick friend request that are listening to the show tonight. And
And
they can find you. And then you're, like I said, I don't think, is your website on your About page on Facebook?
You know what? I don't think it is, but geez.
You know what? Kind of thing. I put it on my Keeping It Real wall, but I'll tag you in it so that it's on your wall too.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
And so if people go over there, they'll find it on either wall. And yeah. I was just curious because I thought I didn't remember seeing it there, that I just pulled it up through Google. And so, yeah, if you just go to James G as in George, but I don't know that
mm-hmm.
that's his middle name, but
that,
G
that
as in George.
That is my middle name.
Flynn. Oh, really? That was, that's a family name for me. My dad, my grandfathers before, all of them were Georges.
Yeah, it's my grandfather's name.
So tell us a little bit more about you. And I know you events now and again at some places. So fill us in on you know, anything you want to tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think we've covered the history a little bit. And I'm also an ordained minister. I just got that in June. I was ordained. I studied for 2 years in Lilydale, which is a spiritualist community in Lilydale, New York. And so that's been a great ride. I learned a lot from that, and wasn't really sure in the beginning why I wanted to do that. I guess I just wanted to kind of solidify myself in something, and spiritualism seemed like it was a good to do that. And so that's been a fun ride. And I spend a lot of time in the summer. I go up to Lilydale quite a bit because it's, like I said, it's a community of mediums. And, you know, I go up there and I can't do readings on site because I'm not registered there. But there's a place called The Stump, and it's where they have their you can do a lot of readings at The Stump for a large group of people. And it's considered to be a spiritual service. I've done that quite a bit. And let's see. And then I've also spoken at the church. They're the Church of the Living Spirit, and I've served spirit at the church. And then in addition, when I do my I guess they're called gallery readings for larger groups. I can't say mm-hmm. I do a lot of those. I like doing them a lot, but I just did one in November or at a local nightclub. It was fun. There was about 70 people. It was fun. And typically, you know, I'm local, so, you know, I'll do galleries about every, you know, I guess about 4 months. I don't do any in the winter because nobody wants to deal with the weather up here, you know, and so mm-hmm. you get a snow out, that would be no fun. But I do gallery readings, of course, where I, you know, and I'm spirit-centered, so mm-hmm. that means that I don't really go to a person in the audience and say, I'm with you. I describe the spirit that I have up with me, and I hope that someone can raise their hand and understand who I have, and then that takes me to them, and then we proceed from there. So I do more spirit-centered mediumship, and then I also, of course, do individual readings. I do home parties and things like that, small galleries as well, and I can't, because of my full-time job, it's pretty hard to book a lot.
Yeah.
Because I already have, yeah. you know, so.
And it's not unusual either. So many mediums that I know have day jobs. And so they can only do readings. You know, you can only work so much. I know it doesn't always feel like work, but when you come home from a full-time job, you know, I get it. It's like you have to give yourself time too, and your spouse. And, you know, I just started that again because for years I would be on the phone from the first thing when I woke up until after my husband was in bed. And so I eventually set some boundaries and said, you know, every day that my husband walks in the door, I'm on the phone. And so I said, I'm not taking calls between this time and this time so that I could give that time to us. And I think boundaries are healthy. So
I do too. Yeah. I love doing the psychic mediumship stuff. But I also find that if I work too much, if I work a full time and then I try to do too much of that, I get tired and then I'm not as effective. And so I have to maintain a balance for sure.
Right. And do you do, I mean, I know you've been doing readings and all of this, for several years, but do you also do house cleansings and, deal with spirits that people have in their homes or no?
No, not so much. I do what I call house blessings. So a lot of times when people get a new house, as a minister, I'll go out and I kind of have a ritual that I do with sage. I studied some Native American shamanism a long time ago, and so I adopt some of that, and then I do some things with some angels and I bless the house. But I haven't done spirit cleansings too much. I have gone into homes, of course, and sensed spirits for people, but then my job isn't to clean them out. I want to be reassuring about who's there. And so far, I've not had any kind of, you know, angry or negative experience with a spirit. I mean, I know that they can happen, but I guess I've just been lucky enough never to have that happen.
Well, that's cool. But you know what you just described is similar to what people call cleansings. You're using sage and you're calling in the angels and you're, you know, pretty much helping to clear whatever might be in the house,
right.
Any negativity
that
is there. So it's really similar in what...
Very similar.
Yeah. And, you know, I've never been to Lilydale, but... I actually have had some of the mediums that live there on the show. And so someday I'm going to go. Someday I'm going to go to Lilydale. I know, you know, it's just, I live in Key West, which is a tiny little island. And it's become so hard to get on a highway again. You know, for us, it's like, oh, darn, I have to go into town. And you're talking 3 miles to Home Depot. You're saying, darn, I have to go all the way in town. And so getting in a car and driving
so
on the highways is kind of, not some. I mean, you become accustomed to having everything within, you know, 10 minutes. And we don't have what you might call highways here, so.
That's a far trip for you, Lilydale.
Yeah.
It's only like 2.5 hour drive for me, so it's easy.
You're
two
in
and
Ohio,
half,
right?
Yeah, yeah, Cleveland.
Yeah, it would be
cold
a long
Cleveland
drive for me.
Right?
I wouldn't drive. I'd fly, but even flying into an airport there, it's still going to be a considerable drive from any of the airports to Lilydale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to, I think you'd fly into Buffalo, and then it's about an hour drive from there.
And, so not something, I'd probably bring a friend with me that would drive. Rent a car and drive, or meet a friend there, you know, something like that. But,
right.
So, has there been any experience spiritually that that really really hit you hard, you know, in the sense of pulling you into what it is that you're doing? I mean, is the, what kind of brought you in this direction?
Well, that's funny because what brought me in the direction is I just was always kind of obsessed with it, and I thought it was really cool. You know, I was like, this is just cool. I want to be able to do that. And then when I got into it, and you know, went to the teachings and the development circle and the classes to help me develop, you start doing readings with people. And when I started doing readings, I just would charge them whatever they wanted to pay me, you know, because I would say a love offering because I was practicing. And I found that, you know, so what initially drew me in is just something I thought was, wow, this is so cool. Turned out, you know, here I am with people and I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, there is healing going on here. There, I am helping that, not everybody, but there's people that it's life changing for them. And I was kind of comparing that to therapy. And I thought, my God, you know, cause I was a therapist at one point, and I thought, my God, this in one session, I've done more for some of these people than what 6 months of therapy did, you know?
Yeah.
And so to me, it was so powerful, you know, and not in every case, but it's just having then, you know, once you start doing this and you just feel, well, there's responsibility here, you know, you want to try to get the message as correct as you can. And I want to make sure you have the person through before you give a message. And then I just found that it was such a great way to heal. And it has brought me closer to God. It's brought me closer to the angels, God, whatever you want to call it, you know, the great unseen force, or however you want to term it, you know, the God of my choice. So, it's been a big spiritual ride, and it's not what I expected. So, it, you know, here I am going, and oh, this is really cool. And then, you know, 5 years later, I'm an ordained minister.
Right. But you actually are the church that you're a member of is a spiritualist church, right?
Correct.
I thought that's what I read. And I also saw on a table in one of the pictures that you were in, on the table behind you, were crystals and all that sort of thing. And so I'm like, oh, he's with a spiritualist church. And I love those types of churches because they are so open-minded and
very,
you know, it's like you can go there and you can be whoever you are and not hide it, and you're accepted.
Correct.
And that to me is really big. I know probably to you it is too, but I think a lot of places that are a lot of things that turn me off to actual churches, and don't get me wrong, I have no problem with people going to church, but
right.
What is some of the judgment that came from there when I was younger? And, you know, I kind of felt like, whoa, wait, we're pulling what we want from the Bible or from the, you know, literature that there are the sermons that they're bringing up. I mean, I was actually told my daughter, when I was very young, I had her at a really young age, and I was not married. And back then, it wasn't accepted. And I'm old. And so... And so I went, my grandmother, I was very, very close to. I cared for her for over 20 years. So I wanted to have my daughter baptized, and I went to a church and talked to a pastor, and the pastor said that the child could never be baptized because it would carry my sins for the rest of its life.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
That was the moment that I decided on, and this, it was way early. It was in the 70s. That I decided I believed in a different God, you might call it, than, you know, a different source than they did. Because the one that I believed in was all loving and all caring and not that kind of judgmental type of, higher source. And so I know, and there are people in the chat room saying, oh, my God. And, yeah, it is. And Diane's saying that the show keeps fading in and out. And, you know, Diane, it's Blog Talk. There's nothing I can do, but it'll be in archives later. But I was going to ask you, Jim, do you want to take a call?
We can
and
try.
And do a reading?
We can try.
You can try. And
Yeah,
guys,
it's always
keep
weird
in mind
to do it over the radio because there's no real direct connection. So, but it can be done.
Yeah. And so here's what I normally do. I tell people, just like I put on your wall today, you can call 15 minutes prior to show time to get into the queue. And trying to be fair, generally, the first caller, the one that's been holding the longest, is the caller that I take first. Unless,
okay,
you want it that way then? Because I was going to say, unless a number is coming to you that you'd prefer to choose, I will take the first person that called in.
Yeah, I would say first come, first serve is fair.
Okay. And I do that. My husband, will you talk to him? My husband, thank you, honey.
Yeah.
We call him the BAP, which is short for, excuse my mouth, but badass producer. And so he's in the background screening calls, which I love. And so our number one caller tonight is Debbie. And her question, she didn't really have one. He just wrote, whatever comes through for you. And Debbie, you're live on the air with Cindy and Jim.
Hi.
Hello.
How
Hi,
are
Debbie.
You?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good. Can I hear your voice?
This is Debbie.
Oh, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I just want
to hear
talking,
me now.
You know, can you hear me now? Yeah, I sure can. So you just want what, Debbie? You're looking for whatever comes through for me here, right?
Right. Whatever comes through.
Okay, thank you. Just give me a second. Okay, Debbie, well, I'm picking up that you, first of all, I just psychically with you, very pleasant type of individual. So I got to say that right away, I feel like you're probably a very giving person. I feel a real sense of peace around you. But I also, as I'm talking, I do get an image of an older female that wants to make contact. I'll describe her a bit. She has a kind of a permed white hair, I would say. She's pretty. She's also very pleasant. I feel like she would have worn, she shows me that she wears some earrings on, and I feel like she's very careful about how she puts her makeup on. I think she's very proud. Do you understand who this may be so far, Debbie?
Possibly.
Okay, thank you. She also shows me that there's a necklace that she's wearing that she wants to make me very aware of. It looks like she likes nicer things. I also, let's see here, what else can she show me here? I feel like this woman would have either been, I think she's going to pass, she passes, it may be in her mid-70s or late-70s around there is how she could even be a little bit older. But she's 70, 75 or older, I believe, when she passes. And I believe at one point, she feels pretty pure, but I believe at one point, no. She does want to make me aware of someone who smokes, though. Do you know about the smoker?
Yeah.
You understand the smoker?
Mm-hmm.
Is it her, or is this just somebody that she's not happy about smoking?
Oh, probably could be both.
Yeah, I just feel like she's kind of like, she may have even smoked for a brief period herself, but I feel like she's not, she wants to tell somebody to quit smoking. And thank you. And she wants to also say that or someone you know currently, she's talking about cancer as well, so I'm not sure if that's how she passed or if the person, she's concerned about someone smoking and cancer. Do you understand that?
My mom has lung cancer, yeah.
Your mom has lung cancer, and she's living now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is she continuing to smoke?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Not okay. Because I'm getting oxygen with her on her, but I'm also getting that she's a bit of a diehard. She's a bit stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
So very loving individual, but a bit stubborn. And I feel like this lady coming through is telling me that you've got to do the best you can to get love around her, because she and I feel like are you a primary caregiver for her as well?
No.
No, because I feel like she's pushing you away somehow. She's not always letting you in. So so I feel like there's this struggle there. And let's see here. And would you understand by chance, I also feel like I need to mention a name of Anne. Do you understand Anne on the living or on the other side?
No.
It's an A name. Okay, just remember I said Anne, because I feel like there's something about Anne. And would you understand the A name, the Anne, Angie, something like that?
For the older woman?
Pardon me?
Or just in general? For the older woman or just in general?
In general.
Yeah, I know A name, yeah.
Is it an Anne or an Angie?
Angie.
Thank you. And, so she just throws that name down. Angie's in the living, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know why sometimes they just give evidence. She also shows me now this lady that I was talking about earlier. Do you understand that she might have had some money?
Yeah.
Like she's fairly well off, I believe. And she's also showing me, I believe that she likes finer things. Like I get classical music tied in with her. And I also believe that she was would it make sense if she was some kind of mentor or teacher to you?
Not to me.
Okay.
You mean a mentor? Who is, no.
Yeah, for you or mentor, teacher. She feels like that's her role to me, is like she's a mentor or teacher. And let's see here. And does the passing make sense, that age of passing for her, over 75?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And I'm kind of hung up on her glasses. She's got these fancy glasses also. Initially came in without any, and then I believe she put some on to read. She's also kind of she's telling me too, are you having some problems with nervousness?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, because she's letting me know there's you're having some anxiety issues, some nervousness, and that she also does give me that there's a tightness in the stomach. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's also mentioning something about ulcers, and she's worried about ulcers with you. Something with that. It's almost like this empty feeling in the stomach and tightness and worry. And also she's also saying, I need to mention a young man. Do you have a son or a young man you're worried about?
I have one that's passed.
You have one that's crossed over, a young man?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and would you understand an R with him?
No.
Maybe because she also gives me a Robert, a name of Robert. So, and my Robert's in Richard. What's that?
It's a brother. My brother.
It's your brother?
Robert,
he would have passed
yes.
at a younger. Oh, Robert is your brother?
Robert, I have a nephew-in-law that just passed. His name is Robert.
Thank you. And thank you, yes, because she mentions that there's a Robert with her over there. And, but you said you have two Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I believe she's referring to the recent passing, the nephew-in-law, because I felt like a younger male over there. Would he have been in his 30s?
Yes.
Thank you. So, she just kind of lets me know that this Robert's over there. He's getting his feet on the ground. And I felt like Robert have a sudden passing?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because I felt like it was unplanned and sudden. And he also says he wants to he's apologetic as well. So I don't know if he had something to do with his own passing, but he's apologetic around the passing. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And there's both of he especially is sending you a lot of love, and he also says that you're the one that carries a lot of burden in your family, because I feel like he's saying you tend to carry the weight on your shoulders.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's mm-hmm. just yeah, and in fact the way he shows me that, maybe this had something to do with him as well, is my neck really gets very tight. It just tightens up. And so either that's about him or about you carrying the weight. But he also, as he comes, thank you. She's they're both talking to me now. And would you understand with this lady I had before too? Would you understand why I would be starting to feel a dry throat with her?
A dry throat.
Dryness in the throat.
I'm not sure.
Not sure about that, because she lets me know of a dry throat, and I also thank you. Something about traveling as well. I think you have to. Something about traveling. There's something about needing to. I feel like she's saying, is there some amends you need to make with your mother, or something you need to kind of shore up with your mother?
Yes, most definitely. And she does live out of state. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like the trip would be worth it. So I'm just telling you that. That's just what they're. That's the feeling I'm getting, that it would be good to get this, what you need to say off your chest and get some resolution. And I think your mother needs resolution as well. So, and I'm just going to say from the young man, he also, lots of love from him. And for some reason, I feel like he wants to let me know you've been an advocate for him. So you must be saying good things about him.
Oh, I always say good things about everybody. I don't have anything bad to say about anybody. So
we're all sitting here the whole chat room, we're all sitting here saying, wow, so much information so quickly.
Yeah.
And so that was just an amazing reading. What did you think, Debbie?
I think it was great. Yeah.
Awesome.
Good. Appreciate it.
Good.
Well,
Debbie,
yeah, thank you.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
All right, bye.
That was just blow my socks off amazing. And so I'm sitting here listening, and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, we've got time for one more. And here's what I'm doing. So I'm not keeping any secrets. You guys know about me and my fairness. There was a caller that called at the beginning of the show and got booted. And so she's going in the front. I don't know who this is. I think it's only fair that since she called early and she got booted not once but twice off of the switchboard. So this person that called first is moving up, even though she had to call back twice. And
that's
so
fair,
right
yeah.
now, that you know, it's like she tried, but sometimes Blog Talk will kick people out of the chat room, kick them off of the switchboard, and I pay attention to when that happens, and so you know, so that I can move them into the proper place. And my husband actually takes notes. He's almost anal about it. He takes notes. And so I go in there after the show, and he's got a paper there just full of notes, so that, because he knows how I am about fairness. But this person's name is Marianne, and so I'm going to pull Marianne on air. Marianne, you're on the air live with Cindy and Jim.
Hi, honey. I'm Marianne Vitale, and I'm Carrie's mother from Defiance, Missouri.
Okay.
Yes, honey. I'm calling. And she talks about you all the time. You know, she's psychic herself.
I love Carrie. This is like such a joy. I had no idea. I love her.
She told me to call you.
Give
her a big
hug.
I'm the one that kept trying to get in and listening to all of the And anyway, I'm calling about my Joey who passed away in 1999. And
okay.
He was my oldest, and he died of AIDS.
Okay.
And I know
so don't
he
give
is
us too
always,
much, though. Don't
okay.
give us too much information.
Yeah, you don't want to give me too much information because then I start to get
otherwise
a picture
you
in my
me
head
to
that
read
may
it.
Not be accurate. Yeah.
Okay.
let
Jim
Joey
go
please.
With your reading for Joey.
All right.
Okay, so let me see if I can find Joey over there. Generally, the way I work is I see who comes through, but I can't. A lot of times, I can. Do you understand? Yeah, I think I can. Would you understand? Let's see here. I do see someone who would have been. He looks in his build. He has a more medium to slight build. Does that make sense to you? And
yeah.
For some reason, I want to put baseball caps on him. I don't know why. I feel like more as a younger and as he got older, not as much, but do you understand baseball caps or that he was drawn to baseball somehow?
Not really.
Not so much with the caps. Okay. So it's just the way I'm seeing him dressed. So I see slight. I also see dark hair on him. And I also see that he has very pretty eyes. Do you
yes.
understand that? Yeah. And he's also, I want to say that he did play around with the facial hair a bit. Is that true that sometimes clean and sometimes I want to put a goatee on him?
You're talking about my other son, Dean. He's still alive.
Oh. Picking up on a different one, huh? Well, maybe I'm being
my living son.
This is your living son, Dean. Okay. So you understand all that for Dean?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And would you understand that Joey passes at a fairly young age. Would you say that he passes around in his maybe mid 25 to 35 in there?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thanks. You already said he passed from AIDS, is that correct?
Yes.
You had let me know that. Yeah, because I do see it feels like he was sick for a long time, and I also see a weakening body, and I also see that there's a huge breathing issue with him, I gotta say, and
yes.
is that what eventually was the cause of his passing, was something with breathing, or because I just feel like he's not getting enough oxygen, and there's a lot of
yeah.
problems around that and medication addressed at that as well. He keeps saying something about love. Oh, thank you. So thank you. He keeps putting up his hand and saying something about lucky. And I believe he's trying to show me a ring that he had that he's left behind to you. Does that make sense?
Oh, right.
Hello?
No.
Yeah, because he keeps – well, I'm just going to tell you what he's doing. He's got his non-wedding ring hand, and he's got it going, and he's wiggling his fingers, and he's saying lucky or something like that. Do you understand why I would be seeing that? And did he talk with his hands by chance?
Hmm.
Because he's just kind of doing this wiggling.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I got it.
That happens all the time.
Oh,
it's,
yes,
green.
It's green.
It's green.
Okay.
It's a little cheap ring. Yes, and oh my God.
And you have.
And
it,
I wear
right?
that if I ever go in the boat or something. Maybe I should
Fantastic.
Go to the casino.
Okay.
I need money, right, Joey?
Yeah, he says you're good as gold, is what he says. So he's got a lot of praise for you. But he does, for some reason, he does give me a, I don't know why, but the letter G around that ring, and I don't know what that's all about. So that's for you to, do you get that?
Yeah, I get it. His middle name is Glenn.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So he says, too, he liked a good party. He says he really liked a good party. And
yeah.
Did he enjoy dancing by chance?
Yes.
Yeah, before he got sick, because I feel like he liked to show up for the party and he liked to dance. And I'm also getting
do.
That he was You all do, yeah. Oh, is it a family thing?
Yes.
Yeah, because the dancing is big, and I also feel like a lot of times, you know, like I just feel like he's just showing me a lot of. It's a very loud family, and he says that he like the party when he got there, the party started. That's what he's letting me know.
Yes.
And he, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, right? Do you also have a pair of his blue jeans? Because he shows me this old pair of blue jeans.
Oh, my God. Terry's got them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was showing me, and they were kind of, you know how bell bottoms made a bit of a comeback there
yeah.
for a while? These look more like those flared blue jeans for some reason. And they're older. They're very beat up. Yeah. And so he shows me those, and he also says something about a ticket. So I need to let you know he's showing me a ticket, and I want him to give me more about that.
A ticket.
Yeah, but I feel like a concert ticket or something like that he would have.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Do you understand the concert
yes.
ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Terry, just showing me all
the angel.
He's the music angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he loves
yeah. He loves music. Yeah. But he shows me this concert ticket. So he leaves that behind. He also says that there. Thanks. So did there some kind of he wants to make it clear to me that there's been something put up as a memorial to him. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Is it, and it doesn't look typical. Like, it's not like a, you know, it would be really easy for me to say a headstone or something, but that's not what it is. It feels more like there is some stone in it, but it feels like it's very nice. There's flowers around it. It feels like there's some kind of memorial that was set up for him. Or, do you
yeah.
understand all this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he and you are the one who takes care of it, correct?
Yep.
Yep, and he sees you there.
Flowers. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, he sees you there all the time, he says. He sees you there
yeah.
all the time, and he knows that you pray there.
Yep.
Yeah, and he just, you
Is
know,
he
just
okay?
loves
you. Is he okay? Is he
oh,
okay?
My God, he's totally happy over there, I got to tell you.
Oh, that
he's
makes
totally
me so happy.
Happy. And he says
Yay.
There couldn't be a greater yes, there couldn't be a greater gift, he says, than for you to be happy for him as well.
Okay. I got
so
it.
That's how I'm feeling. Yeah. He says that's the greatest gift is that you've moved on, you're happy. But he knows you talk to him at that site, and he sees you there. Was there a picture of him there at one time too?
Pardon, what did you just say?
Was there a picture of him there at one time?
It's right there on the grave.
It is on the
grave. And
yeah,
I'm also
right
looking
there.
At it right now. Yeah, go
awesome.
Ahead.
Okay, yeah. Because he just was making me very clear of a framed picture. And you're looking at it now, so that's probably why he wanted to make me aware of that.
Yeah, a picture is on. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'm just going to leave you with this, that he's just giving you lots of love, and he wants to tell you Merry Christmas, and he wants to tell you to – did you bake something like – some kind of special he's making me aware of some special cookie that people eat that has cream cheese in it. Do you understand that?
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you understand the cream cheese then? The cookie?
Well, no, not really, because I was going to make I got a book, chocolate book that I was going to make, but cream cheese, okay, honey, I'll send it to you spiritually, because I send him everything, I send him spiritually things every day, and he likes the cookies I send him, I guess.
Yeah, he showed me, I feel like the dough had cream cheese in it or something, so
okay.
he says grandma made it.
I send them again. I'll make some for you.
Okay, good. Awesome. He wants you to eat a bunch of them.
Okay.
He's saying, eat those cookies. So I'll just leave you with a lot of love from him.
Is he driving around in his yellow T-Bird?
Right now, he is. You know what? Right now, he looks totally relaxed to me. That's how he's presenting. So let me see if he's got anything he can. Yeah, is he from a sunny area? Because I feel like he likes to get a tan. And
yeah, he died in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because I feel like when you mentioned the T-Bird, then I saw a tan, and I saw that he was really liking to be laid back in the sun, and he's certainly continuing that tradition on the other side.
Great.
Yeah.
I think I love you.
I love you too.
And, you know, I have to say this is such a pleasure because I had no idea you were Terry's mom. And
yeah.
I adore her daughter, Terry. And I haven't seen her since I moved to Key West, but we used to be neighbors in the same area in Missouri. And it's like a shock to me that you called the show. I'm so happy that you did.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she told me to call.
I'm happy that you're happy. I really am.
it's a blessed thing, and you are blessed, honey. And life is good, and I'm so glad that you were given the gift. And
thank you.
You know, I hear voices a lot.
Ah.
And do you know? Yeah, singing.
Oh,
I'll
I see.
Wake up. Do you know what that is?
I'm not. I don't know what that is, but that's pretty cool. That's singing is great.
Yeah.
I guess my mind kind of went to he loved music so much that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, another medium told me that she said Joey's told her that when people die, they see my light when they die instantly. And to light a candle to tell them, no, that's the wrong light, not to go around me, to go away.
Wow.
And that's what she said because it was really driving me crazy. I couldn't sleep. And Joey came down to her and said one night that I couldn't sleep. The noise, the voices of singing was so loud that he had to go into the middle of my third eye and told them to get away from my mom. You know, and it was like, but I always pray for dead, for my family and for the people that have crossed. I just lost my friend Judy. And anyway, it's just as you get to 78, honey, it gets harder, but you know, you are blessed to help, and life is so short. So God bless you. And may angels all around you. And you too, Sydney. God bless you and thank you.
No.
You made me so very happy.
Yay.
So glad.
It really does. That fills my soul. Thank you.
Yeah. And we're going to have to let James go. But thank you so much for calling in, Marianne.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
God bless everyone.
Thank you. Yeah,
you
have a
too.
Good Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I wanted to – those readings – we're off the charts. And guys, again, I put the website in the chat room, but it's James G. Flynn, FLYNN, .com, is it? It's
JamesGFlynn.com.
And I'm telling you, after hearing that, and with the rates I see on his website, you need to go book because it's amazing. But anyway, and I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. It's like I'm just so impressed with your gift. And
thank you.
And I'm so happy that we met through Dawn. I'm going to give her a really big hug when I see her.
Oh, would you give her one for me too?
Of course I will, but...
Yeah.
We're going to have to do this again. Would you be willing to come back
sure.
at a later date?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. And, you know, I thought you were nervous about doing readings, and when you started going, I mean, you were just giving so much information so quickly that everybody that's listening here is kind of blown away by it all. But thank you again so much, Jim, for coming on to the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it goes by so fast, but I'm going
to
let you go. Our hour's up, so I'm going to let you go, but we'll be in touch so that we can book another show, okay?
Sounds great. Okay, take care.
Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so, guys, he was amazing. I mean, I'm still sitting over here on cloud nine. But, again, James Flynn. And next week we have Mark Chabas back. He's the one that everybody wanted to know more about because he's the one that had the girlfriend that died in the Twin Towers on 9/11. And his story was just amazing. We didn't have enough time and we didn't get to finish. So this is going to be part two. I had so many questions sent to me private message on Facebook when Mark was on last time too. Wanting to know more about the whole, you know, his whole feeling with his girlfriend's death. And then because Tuesday falls the day after Christmas, we're going to skip that. Actually, we're going to skip 2 weeks because obviously if it falls the day after Christmas, it also falls the day after New Year's. And then we have upcoming another really cool person, and it's Jamie Foxx will be with us, a psychic medium, on the 16th of January. And then I have Marianne DeMarco coming on the 23rd of January. And so I have, like, some really cool guests coming up. So if you didn't get a reading tonight, just, you know, call in for the next shows and eventually you'll get online. And just like I always tell you guys, you can call 15 minutes prior to showtime so that you can get early into the queue. Since I have this thing about fairness, you know, call as early as you can. And I'm so happy that you're all here, you guys in the chat room. And I'm just going to call you out tonight. We've got Amy Cavanaugh in the chat room tonight. Yay, thanks for coming, Amy. Diane Hamilton, thanks for being here again. We have several guests, and I want to let you know that you can open a Blog Talk account for free, and they don't harass you or anything. Just go over there, open a Blog Talk account, and then you can join in the chat. And we have Jennifer's Journeys here tonight. We have Supernatural Radio, and we all know who that is. We have Trickster Wolf, and you guys are so cool. I am so glad that you support me the way that you do, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. You know that. Anyway, I know you are all rooting along with me for Jim tonight, and so I'm still floating on cloud nine. We'll have him back. And we will see you next week. I was going to play a local musician song to end out the evening, but I decided to play a Bob Marley song instead. So we're going to play One Love by Bob Marley and have a great, great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
There will be